Despite the inclement weather today, actions took place earlier today at Chase Banks in Denver, Colorado Springs, and in Boulder. In Boulder, a group of environmental activists staged a die-in in the foyer of the downtown Chase Bank on Wednesday morning as part of a National Day of Action targeting JP Morgan Chase for its continued investment in and funding of fossil fuel projects. Deb McNamara with 350 Colorado says that JP Morgan Chase is in fact the largest funder of fossil fuel projects in the world.
And there was a recent report released just a couple of weeks ago highlighting the fact that JP Morgan Chase has funded more than $196 million worth of money to fossil fuel projects, and that is only since the 2015 Paris Agreement. So we're here to question why it is that Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan Chase, has signed on or agree, you know, supports the Climate Paris Agreement, and yet the bank is continuing to fund these extreme fossil fuel projects to the tune of $196 million in the last couple of years.
Activists blocked the entrance to the downtown Boulder Chase Bank with signs saying Chase closed due to climate disaster. A group of 10 other activists staged a die-in in the foyer of the bank. Having been denied access to the bank itself, they lay on the ground for 11 minutes, signifying that we are in the 11th hour of a climate crisis and the 11 years that climate scientists say is the time frame where we must reduce fossil fuel usage drastically if we are to avert climate catastrophe. Micah Parkin of 350 Colorado read a letter to the Chase local branch manager saying that JP Morgan Chase must take responsibility for being the top financier of climate disaster.
And we've come and we've delivered letters multiple times to JP Morgan Chase, and unfortunately they continue to fund even the expansion of fossil fuels.
Nishama Abraham, a customer of Chase Bank in Boulder and co-founder of the Athena Gold Holdings Group, a $200,000 investment fund that supports sustainable activities like regenerative farming, read out a statement saying that she was divesting the $200,000 fund from Chase because of their support for the fossil fuel industry.
Well, I'm doing this on behalf of actually three managing members and six investors across the country. We all believe that it's not appropriate to support banking institutions that put money into fossil fuels.
Today's action was part of a National Day of Action with more than 22 other events taking place at Chase Banks around the country.